interviewed Powell via telephone after the former top U.S. diplomat visited shelters in Dallas, Texas. Rescuers in New Orleans are struggling to persuade diehard survivors to leave the battered city. More than a week after the hurricane brought mayhem to the city, soldiers and police are still waiting for residents to leave voluntarily before giving any order to use force. Between 10,000 and 15,000 people are believed to be remaining in the city. Meanwhile, the death toll mounts. Up to 1,500 people are feared dead in New Orleans' eastern suburbs alone. That, according to the Advocate, a Baton Rouge-based paper, today the White House declined to speculate on a final death toll, but warned of grim news to come. A Louisiana health official said late yesterday that some 25,000 body bags had been brought into the area. And here's some more disturbing numbers from another part of the world. As of today, at least 1,895 members of the U.S. military have died since the beginning of the Iraq War in March of 2003, that according to the Associated Press count. The AP count is five higher than the Defense Department's tally. Since May 1st of 2003, when Bush declared that major combat operations in Iraq had ended, 1,756 U.S. military members have died. There are no actual numbers of Iraqi civilian casualties, but estimates are in the many thousands. And if you're under 18 years old and need an abortion in the state of Ohio, today is not your day. A federal court said today that Ohio's law that requires minors to get a parent's consent for an abortion is constitutional and may be enforced. The law, signed 7 years ago but put on hold by litigation, also requires a woman seeking an abortion to meet with a doctor at least 24 hours before having the procedure to get a description of the procedure, its risks, and alternatives. The American Civil Liberties Union sued on behalf of Cincinnati Women's Services. The ACLU has not yet decided if it will appeal. This is Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't fly.
George W. Bush would be coming to Iraq.
What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. You know, the White House wants you to think that you're either with Bush or with the hurricane, but Criticizing Bush's post-hurricane incompetence doesn't mean you think America is evil. In fact, if you think America is evil, you wouldn't be nearly as upset when it gets flooded. Join us to ponder this and other ponderables on the next Franken.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Put your barf bags away. No simple Scotty McClellan quacking for you tonight, or none of the viscous snorting from Limbaugh the pig man. I'm sure you're relieved to hear that. Instead, we're going to bring you some sound from two other callous, brain-dead flying monkeys. One is Dick Cheney. And the other might surprise you, so stick around. And we just saw a report on MSNBC that the National Guard in New Orleans has just ordered another 25,000 body bags. Another. We also, what was that you were telling me right before you started the theme music there, Kathy, about the reports of shoot...
Well, we don't have actual sound from the press briefing with... Scotty McClellan today.
Thank God.
Taking a little break. But I just read some of the transcript, and part of the Q&A, one of the reporters asked about the reports that FEMA officials were having troops aim guns at reporters who were trying to photograph actual bodies, I guess, before they go into these 25,000 body bags. Just an astonishing number I just saw. And Scotty was saying, well, no, that he hadn't seen any, he couldn't verify that they were actually pointing guns, but I think that it would only be right that they would discourage the reporters from...
Scotty said that.
Yes, from showing this, because we need to treat this with some dignity.
Oh,
these are loved ones, and these are, you know...
Okay, so it appears that, you know, this kind of brings into focus the news men and women, the journalists, and I believe the number is approaching 70 now, in Iraq, who have been gunned down by the U.S. military, who have been murdered by the U.S. military on the orders of the Bush crime family. So here is another example... of the Bush crime family will control what Americans see on television, or they will kill to do it. It's pretty scary stuff. We got a report here. I'm not sure where this is from. It says, in an emergency White House address late yesterday, President Bush urged all people dying from several days without food and water in New Orleans to, quote, tap into the American entrepreneurial spirit and gnaw on their own bootstraps for sustenance. Bush said, government handouts are not the answer. I believe in smaller government, which is why I have drastically cut welfare and levy upkeep. I encourage you poor folks to fill yourself up on your own bootstraps. Buckle down and tear at them like a starving animal. And responding to reports that many Katrina survivors have lost everything in the disaster, Bush said, only when you work hard and chew desperately on your own footwear can you live the American dream. Well, that's from The Onion. We have listeners to this program various places around the globe. A listener in Norway sent this to me. Kent in Norway. Dear Mike, I'm sure you know the story about the genie imprisoned in the bottle who decides to bless whoever rescues him with riches and happiness, and then finally, after waiting for countless years, the genie is so bitter he vows to rather curse or kill whoever finds him and sets him free. I am that genie. The whole world is that genie. We have no more patience with America. We are losing our empathy with all but the truly innocent Americans, namely the very young, the very poor, the very disabled, the very sick, and the very, very few actual enlightened and activist Americans. I have no empathy with the majority of the very old Americans. Who are these old bastards, but the very Americans who let the USA become the horror of the planet? Where is your decency? Why hasn't all of America risen in fury at the genocide taking place in the Gulf region? You all disgust me beyond words. I no longer hope for the cancer called the United States of America to improve. I know it will never happen. I hope the USA collapses and rots. May the stars and stripes be a mark of shame for all eternity, making the neo-Nazis envious with their faded swastika flags. I read a 5-year-old girl was gang-raped and killed at the convention center. Don't go looking for the perpetrators, you racist scum Americans. Her killers are your neighbors. Her offenders are every single American who didn't try to educate themselves and make their country decent. Her festering abused body is the responsibility of every disgusting failure of a human being who voted for Bush and of every pathetic, verminous Democrat who chose John Kerry over Howard Dean. You all raped and killed that little girl. You deserve an eternity in hell for her and an eternity more for each dead child in Iraq. Don't tell yourselves Bush did this. You all let him. I am so damn angry. If Americans don't have the decency to object to the mass murder of innocent Iraqis and the destruction of the planet, don't they even have the minimum level of decency to selfishly object to the mass murder of their own and the poisoning of their own waters? You deserve Bush, all of you. The lily-livered, corrupt Democrats deserve Bush most of all. Thomas Jefferson is not turning in his grave. He is twisting in agony, retching, weeping, screaming, banging his coffin lid to get out so he can strangle all of you traitors. I curse the USA. You are a completely pitiful, disgusting, immoral waste and failure of a nation. Kent in Norway.
I got to visit there sometime.
Mitch Cohen is he is with the Green Party of New York, the Brooklyn Greens, and he's co-editor of G, newspaper of the New York State Greens. He writes, the U.S. government had intentionally kept water and food from desperate people in New Orleans. Les Evanchik, an independent Green who lives in the French Quarter of New Orleans in a 3-story walk-up, reports that 90% of the so-called looters are simply grabbing water, food, diapers, and medicines because the federal and state officials have refused to provide these basic necessities. Lee says that, quote, it's only because of the looters that non-looters, old people, sick people, small children, are able to survive, end quote. Those people who stole televisions and large non-emergency items have been selling them, Les reports, having witnessed several of these exchanges, so they could get enough money together to leave the area. Think about it. People were told to leave, but all the bus stations had closed down the night before and the personnel sent packing. Many people couldn't afford tickets anyway. Many people are stranded, and others are refusing to leave their homes, pets, etc. They don't have cars. You want people to stop looting? Provide the means for them to eat and to leave the area. Some tourists in the Monteleone Hotel paid $25,000 for 10 buses. The buses were sent, but the military confiscated them to use not for transporting people in the dome, but for the military. The tourists were not allowed to leave. Instead, the military ordered the tourists to the now infamous convention center. How simple it would have been for the state and or the U.S. government to have provided buses for people before the hurricane hit and throughout this week. Even evacuating 100,000 people trapped there, that's 3,000 buses, less than coming to D.C. for some of the giant anti-war demonstrations there, even at $2,500 a pop, highway robbery, that would only be a total of $7.5 million for transporting all of those who did not have the means to leave. Instead, look at the human and economic cost of not doing that. So why didn't they do that? On Wednesday, a number of Greens tried to bring a large amount of water to the Superdome. They were prevented from doing so, as have so many others. Why have food and water been blocked from reaching tens of thousands of poor people? On Thursday, the government used the excuse that there were some very scattered gunshots, 2 or 3 instances only, around 1/50th of the number of gunshots that occur in New York City on an average day, to shut down voluntary rescue operations and to scrounge for 5,000 National Guard troops fully armed with shoot-to-kill orders at a huge economic cost. They even refused to allow voluntary workers who had rescued over 1,000 people in boats over the previous days to continue on Thursday, using the several gunshots to say, it's too dangerous. The volunteers didn't think the gunshots were dangerous to them and wanted to continue the rescue operations and had to be convinced at gunpoint to cease and desist. There is something sinister going down. It's not just incompetence or negligence. How could FEMA and Homeland Security not have something so basic as bottled drinking water in the Superdome, which was long a part of the hurricane plan? One police officer in charge of his 120-person unit said yesterday that his squad was provided with only 70 small bottles of water. 2 years ago, New Orleans residents, the only area in the entire state that voted in huge numbers against George Bush, New Orleans residents also fought off attempts to privatize the drinking water supply. There have also been major battles to block Shell Oil's attempts to build a liquid natural gas facility and to and the teardown of public housing, with the mayor lining up in the latter two issues on the side of the oil companies and the developers. One of the first acts of Governor Kathleen Blanco, a Democrat, by the way, during this crisis, was to turn off the drinking water to force people to evacuate. There was no health reason to turn it off, as the water is drawn into a separate system from the Mississippi River, not the polluted lake, and purified through self-powered purification plants separate from the main electric grid. If necessary, people could have been told to boil their water. Strangely, the municipal natural gas used in stoves was still functioning properly as of Thursday night. There are thousands of New Orleans residents who are refusing to evacuate because they don't want to leave their pets, their homes, and have no money or no place to go. The government, which could have and should have provided water and food to residents in New Orleans, has not done so intentionally to force people to evacuate by starving them out. This is a crime of the gravest sort. We need to understand that the capability has been there from the start to drive water and food right up to the convention center as those roads have been clear. It's now the National Guard. It's how the National Guard drove into the city. Let me say this again. The government is intentionally not allowing food and water in. This is for real. MSNBC interviewed dozens of people who had gotten out. Every single one of them was white. The people who are poor, primarily black, but many poor whites as well, are finally being allowed to leave the horrendous conditions in the Superdome. Many are being bused to the Astrodome in Houston. Call them people of the dome. If people resist the National Guard coming to remove them against their will, will New Orleans become known as the first battle in the new American Revolution? Signed, Mitchell Green, Brooklyn Greens. This was written Friday, almost a week ago, September 2nd. This is the kind of stuff that is circulating in the United States. This is the kind of stuff that's circulating around the globe. There's absolutely no way for you and I to understand what has happened to the image, yes, the image of the United States of America since this crime family took control of our country. It's been brutalized. It was destroyed by Iraq, and now, instead of looking at the United States, I think, with fear, people now look at us with both fear and utter contempt.
Now Republicans and Democrats and independents too, well, they all like what W's done. I know that you will too. George W. Bush will give the country a push, put us back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush gonna give us a push. He's the man who'll do what's right for me and you. He's the man who'll do what's right for me and you. George W. Bush.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-600-2113 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-600-2113. That's 1-800-600-2113.
Please stay tuned to the following important announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-338-8212. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-338-8212 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is an important announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. Call CRN for your foreclosure list at 800-338-8212. That's 800-338-8212.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
I don't worry about anything here in Washington, D.C.
About 24 past the hour. Everybody in the country now who cares to know knows what a private citizen passing by Cheney's photo op in, where was he, Mississippi today? Is that where he was? What he told Cheney to do to himself. Same thing that Cheney once told Patrick Leahy to do to himself. And see, if we were on satellite radio, I could just give you the quote. But we're not. And the guy who said it, it was very clear. We watched it. We were watching, or else we saw a replay. And it was right there. I mean, right there on CNN. And the guy certainly had good reason to say it. So let's begin here with some drivel coming out of this filthy human being, Dick Cheney's mouth. the Mansion shopper, what he had to say about the wonderful progress being made in the Gulf region.
I think the progress we're making is significant. I think the performance in general, at least in terms of the information I've received from the locals, definitely very impressive. We've now got, a major National Guard presence in virtually every community in Mississippi south of, I guess, it's I-20.
Oh, well, that's good. A National Guard presence, that's good progress. That's our dick for you. The way to measure progress in any given situation is the number of armed military you have in a given area. Afghanistan, Iraq, Venezuela, New Orleans, Mississippi, it doesn't matter. You son of a bitch. Oh, my God. I think the performance in general, he says, at least in terms of the information I have received from the locals. You know, the people in the turbans? No. The people in the headgear? No. The brown people? No. The ones on the camels? No. Oh, damn. The ones riding around in the Toyota pickup truck? No. The ones with the old Enfield rifle? No. Let's see. The ones with the yellow skin? No. Let's see. The ones with the slanty eyes? No. Let's see. I forget who the locals are. Where are we? Where are we? Oh, we're in Mississippi. Okay. We're in Mississippi, so the troops are here and everything's okay. It's hard for me to keep track. You know, I don't know if we're... What do they have? Slanty eyes here, sloping foreheads, dark hair, skin, what? I don't know. Do they wear stuff around their heads? Can I, any chance I get some waterfront property here? You know, the locals keep telling me, you know, I don't know who the locals are. I don't know. They could be camel jockeys. What, do they grow rice down here? I don't know. I hear from the locals.
Don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and someone to hide to keep me alive. Keep me alive.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-five before the hour, Cheney touring Gulfport, Mississippi today. After a few more of his unbelievably callous remarks and a statement regarding his utmost confidence in Michael Chertoff, Cheney actually allowed reporters to ask him a few questions. Reporter wants to know, and this is where the unidentified male shows up and tells Cheney to go Cheney himself. But the reporter says, Mr. Vice President, are the results now becoming more acceptable? The president said the other day they weren't. And have you encountered examples where federal red tape has kept relief and supplies from getting to people who need it?
You've got problems in terms of the extent of which you can use public funds to go in and clean refuse and debris off private property. And so those kinds of issues need to get resolved, and those issues are being worked by FEMA as well as by state officials. So there are problems like that that need to be sorted out. You've got, as I was talking to the mayor, in those areas, one of the things you've got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Why can't we just say it? I thought it could be used in the verb form, didn't Bono use it?
No, this is not satellite. Damn, we have this live national audience. Pesky.
Oh yeah, and the audience of this program would be offended with the F word? Oh yeah, okay.
You have a large contingency of children who listen to this program.
The children who listen to this program would be offended by the F word? Yeah, right. Go Cheney yourself, Mr. Cheney. It was just surreal, wasn't it? It was almost like I don't know, a dream sequence, like something out of a some independent film, you know, where they have a dream sequence with smoke and dwarves and apples and just strange things happening. That's what this reminded me of, seeing Cheney out there today. Dick Cheney, standing there in the rubble. And who is this studsy-looking guy over Cheney's right shoulder, to the left, when you're looking at the TV screen? Here's a guy standing there with really well-cut blue jeans on and a white shirt, open down, you know, first couple of buttons undone. Dark hair, very carefully coiffed, really, really good-looking guy. And I just, after watching this guy look at Cheney and then look off to the people telling Cheney to go, Cheney himself, and look at the reporters and everything, if I didn't know better, I would think that this was Cheney's mistress. This was Cheney's boyfriend that was traveling with him. I mean, this guy was really handsome, very slick-looking, very butch. And it was the damnedest thing. I guess that shows where my mind is, right? Yeah? But it looked very much as though Cheney and his boyfriend were holding this press conference. It was just, the whole thing was just so surreal. Now, to me, this is just classic. We all know that the Bush crime family refuses to admit to any kind of mistake. But here, Darth Cheney comes close. Listen to his answer as the reporter asks what lessons the federal government has learned from this disaster. The reporter says, Mr. Vice President, God, you've got a good-looking boyfriend, but can you please tell us something that you've learned from your visit with us here today? That, you know, something that you're going to, the federal government's going to do differently, something you've learned today from coming here? And by the way, who's your boyfriend?
One of the big issues that needs to be addressed, and that's come up in my meetings as well as talking with private citizens along here, is this question of insurance and the issue being whether or not people without flood insurance, but who are whose property is affected by storm surge, hurricane-driven event, whether or not they qualify for insurance, whether that's an incident of flooding or whether it's an incident of a hurricane.
Oh my God. So there's nothing the government could do better. They did the best possible job handling this deadly situation. The only thing they need to possibly, maybe, perhaps investigate is whether or not people qualify for flood insurance. Forget all the FEMA stuff. Forget all the failure to repair critical infrastructure like the levees. Forget the lack of mobilization after repeated warnings, declarations of emergency, computer simulations that showed a catastrophe was imminent. Forget cutting all the social programs that were set up over the past 70 years to help alleviate suffering when such disasters do occur. No. We just got to give that flood insurance thingy a fresh going over, huh? Jesus Christ. It's a question of insurance. What do you say on the issue being whether or not people without flood insurance, how about people without food or water or shelter or medicine or electricity or hope or their baby is dead, or their 80-year-old grandmother is rotting someplace in a with 14 other corpses, Dick, in what used to be a nursing home. You foul, vampiric bastard. The issue is about health insurance, flood insurance, you know, flood insurance. Now, we promised you two from the Flying Monkey Right. That's the first one. Here's the second one. This occurred in Greenbrook Elementary School in South Haven, Mississippi, not too far from Memphis, today. In yet another glaring display of Bush crime family nonchalance, this person came out today to visit the soggy little brown children to stress the importance of getting them all back into school. Guess God knows where they'll be doing their homework, in some shelter maybe, while half their family is dead or missing. But I digress. Listen to this member of the Bush crime family describe how the schools in Iowa have been helping.
Des Moines actually has about, I think they said, around a dozen students who have come up from the Gulf Coast who are in school there now. Not at the school that I happen to visit, but at other schools in the Des Moines school district. So really, around the country, in almost every state, children who've been displaced because of Hurricane Katrina are starting to school this week. It's really important for parents to make sure their children go to school.
Even if they're homeless and destitute and daddy's dead and the pet is gone. But this is how much this murderess connected to the tragedy. She doesn't even freaking know the name of the biggest devastating event in her hubby's long and devastating event-filled so-called presidency. What does she call it? Hurricane Katrina? Katrina? Is it Hurricane Katrina? Okay, one more from Pickles here. It's not just her Bushy, apparently, who has problems with English language. Here she is again, just to show you it wasn't a slip of the tongue. She really, honest to God, doesn't know the name of the hurricane. Maybe she was too busy shoe shopping with Condi or glue sniffing with Rumsfeld. Who knows?
I also want to encourage anybody who is affected by Hurricane Katrina to make sure their children are in school, that they're safe in school, and that they have all the support that they need to weather this time that's going to be difficult for them.
To weather this time? Real apropos verb there, Pickles. They have all the support they need to weather this time, a time that's going to be difficult for them.
See, you know it's bad when they send out the soft and pretty Pickles Bush to kind of ameliorate all the hard edges that Rumsfeld and Cheney and all the other criminals in the administration put out there, Chertoff and all these mean-looking white men. They send her out to kind of make things better, put a friendly face on it, make everybody feel a little bit better about themselves. And then she talks about Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Katrina. It's just real bad, Hurricane Katrina. Why should I bother my beautiful mind about naming hurricanes and such? Where's that gumbo?
It's astonishing. It's unbelievable. It's like doing bad drugs and then wondering why everything's starting to melt in your field of vision. Right? Huh? You had that happen to you. I know a lot of you truth seekers did back in the day. Right? Huh? Here, try some of this. What is it? Oh, just try it. It's really wonderful. Okay. Then 30 minutes later, you're watching as your plate of spaghetti starts to crawl up your arms and attack you. And yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? And that's the feeling. I've reached that point where I'm not watching anymore. The TV will be on at home, and you know, I'll be sitting on the bedroom floor playing with Molly. What's the book we're doing now? The Big Red Barn and the Big Green Field, right? We're talking about the Big Red Barn and the big pile of hay and the little pile of hay and the big horse and the little horse.
There's piles of stuff around, but ain't hay.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there with Molly, and she's crawling all over me doing that Google giggle giggle thing that she does, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what would I do with Molly? Had I been in New Orleans?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at thvitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
When you're weary,
in times of trouble,
feeling small,
in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help.
Like a bridge over trouble.
Donate online at www.redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW to help victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk. And you talk that talk.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Out off of my feet.
It's about 10 before the hour. So, what happened today, regarding this tragedy? Oh, by the way, in the meantime, the killing goes on in Iraq. American soldiers continue to die. The Bush crime family continues to destroy the United States of America. In the middle of everything the other day, a report came out from the Census Bureau that poverty, the U.S. poverty rate was up again. It was the first time on record that household incomes failed to increase for five straight years. They had a bunch of meaningless statistics in the Census Bureau report. The portion of Americans without health insurance steady at around 16%. Median pre-tax income for households, 44 grand, its lowest point in 8 years. The bad numbers just went on and on and on and on. But five years running, the first time in the history of keeping records, I don't know if it's in the history of America or not, but the first time on record that household income failed to increase for five straight years. Now, who's been president? Huh? The poverty rate went up. During the Clinton administration, it came down by 25%. And according to the report that was put out, poverty has grown by almost 9% since Bush has been in office. 9% the poverty rate has grown. And under Clinton, it fell by 25%. But, you know, let's not play any blame game here. Let's not get into the blame game here, right? So, anyway, today Rove sent out the second string to try and get a little positive PR, a little positive spin going about all this death and destruction and putrefaction and disease and chaos and anarchy in the Gulf region. They sent out Cheney and Pickles. Huh? Cheney had to get away from his mansion shopping. Oh, damn. And Pickles had to, you know, just toss down a couple of 10 milligram Valiums and get out there and do it. Pickles, come on. This is why we keep you in drugs. Occasionally have to get out there and face, you can talk about schools again. We'll put you around some little brown children. You can hug them and scratch your little nappy heads. That'll give you three wishes when you do that. And just pop another couple of Valium. Everything will be okay. And Cheney says if you want proof of the progress they're making, just look at all the lovely, fully armed and ready to kill soldiers that exist now in every municipality south of I-20 in Mississippi. Oh, that's good news. That's good news. And then he admits, of course, there's just one problem that the Bush crime family needs to look into for future disaster preparedness, and that's to find out whether or not there's enough flood insurance. You know, some of you wonder why I call them sons of bitches, which is about as far as I can go on a over-the-air radio broadcast. Why I call them the Bush crime family? Hypocrisy is at the heart of the Republican Party. But these people at the top, remember when they came into office and they started the lies before they even had cleaned out or put their stuff in their desk? Remember the outgoing Clinton staffers had taken all the W keys off the computers. They had downloaded pornography. They had poured syrup into the keyboards. Remember all the lies? Remember all that? And that was just the beginning. From that, these putrid bastards had lied us into war, death, destruction, chaos, murder, mayhem, poverty. And they're still in office. They're still in office. And any of you who are offended by the email that I read from our listener in Norway, you know, what can I say? What? To somebody on the outside looking into this charnel house that America has become, what do you expect? What are they supposed to say? What are foreigners supposed to... I mean, how... We have a news media that is nothing but a pack of whores. I know a lot of people say, oh, my goodness, look, the news media is doing its job now, especially television. They're starting to ask the right questions. And we played some sound for you of certain individual reporters who are trying to take on Scott McClellan. Oh, for Christ's sake, who can't take on Scott McClellan? A 7-year-old third grader could take on Scott McClellan. Why don't the reporters go after Bush and Cheney? Huh? Why don't the writers start writing the truth about this corrupt, filthy administration? Huh? Why doesn't Wolf Blitzer stand there and just once in his useless life tell the truth on camera? Why doesn't Ted Koppel just once bust ass and tell the truth? Why doesn't Tweety Bird or some of these other thugs on cable television just once look into the camera and tell the American public the truth? The truth. The country is run by incompetent, arrogant thugs. And they are destroying us. But that's all right. Let's continue the ride. What the hell? Huh? There's no point in pointing out that the emperor has no clothes on when the whole damn country's naked, right?
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
On August 30th, when thousands of Americans were trying to survive disaster in New Orleans, Grover Norquist, a key Republican strategist, sent out a fax on a critical issue, placing Ronald Reagan on the $50 bill. A few days later, he put out a memo calling for the quick repeal of the estate tax. Hurricane Katrina had just shown what happens to have-nots in America, yet Norquist thought this was the perfect moment to pass a tax cut that only benefits people with over $1.5 million in assets. This week, a White House spokesperson said that Congress should respond to the disaster by approving Bush's Social Security scheme. Yes, I'm sure that the homeless and dispossessed of New Orleans and Mississippi would feel much better about the Bush administration's hapless response to the disaster if the federal government would only cut taxes on the rich and partially privatize Social Security. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just golden coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
With that kind of speed, that kind of strength, it's no contest. Advil Liquid Gels are faster and stronger on tough pain than Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. And Advil Liquid Gels, the only leading brand with real liquid inside. Rush relief right to where you need it. It's no contest. Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid fast, Advil strong.
Tylenol is a registered trademark of the Tylenol Company. Use as directed.
It's time for the ultimate ATV deal at Bombardier ATV's Fall Clearance Event. Get up to 6 times longer warranty coverage than the competition. A full 3 years on Bombardier ATVs, like the most powerful and versatile Outlander. Plus rebates up to $800 on 05 and prior models. Hurry, because this ultimate deal ends September 30th. Find a Bombardier ATV dealer near you at BRP.com. Offer ends 9/30/05. Riders must be at least 16 years old and have taken a training course. See dealer for complete offer details.
Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman. They've finally had enough. Officials say more of the holdouts who refuse to leave their homes in New Orleans are leaving now, getting away from the health hazards posed by the stinking and toxic waters that have flooded the city. Officials aren't offering any firm estimates of the number of dead, but they're preparing 25,000 body bags. Want to see Michael Brown get the axe? New York Senator Charles Schumer is urging people to sign an online petition to fire the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency over his handling of the Katrina response,
Since Katrina, Democrats have charged that Republicans badly botched the response, and now the Republicans are hitting back by accusing Democrats of trying to use the human tragedy for political gain. Then again, during the 2004 presidential campaign, some Democrats attacked President Bush for using an image of 9/11 devastation in his re-election campaign ads. New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg harshly criticized Bush today over his handling of the hurricane, saying it was one of the worst failures of leadership in our nation's history. Lautenberg says that the day after Katrina made landfall, the president flew to California to take part in a VJ Day celebration. He said the president was enjoying the day. He was strumming a guitar, and I don't deny him the pleasures of office, but people were drowning. Lautenberg urged his colleagues to pass legislation as soon as possible to help the hurricane victims, and indeed today the House and Senate passed the $51.8 billion hurricane aid bill. Remember Judith Miller? This week marks 2 months, 65 days as of today, that the New York Times reporter has been incarcerated at the Alexandria Detention Center just outside Washington for refusing to testify to a grand jury that was trying to determine who in the Bush administration leaked CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. Miller is still resolute not to testify in the case that could shake up the Bush administration, which is already reeling from criticism over the hurricane. The probe has ensnarled Bush advisor Karl Rove after initially promising to fire anyone found to have leaked information in the case in July. Bush offered a more qualified pledge. He said, if someone committed a crime, they will no longer work in my administration. Prominent Democrats have called on Bush to fire Rove, the architect of his two presidential election victories, and now his deputy chief of staff, or block his access to classified information. And the U.S. and Japan, rich and stingy, that's the finding of a United Nations report on combating global poverty that names the U.S. and Japan as among the least generous donors and says American and European trade policies are hypocritical and contribute to impoverishing African farmers. This is Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Working on your car? Then get to AutoZone and get the right tool for the job. With AutoZone's free loaner tool service, you can borrow from more than 60 specialty tools for all kinds of jobs, like installing new struts, changing an oxygen sensor, or replacing a ball joint. And they're all free to use when you leave a deposit. It's that simple. So get the right tool for your next job with the free loaner tool service from AutoZone.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Randy Rhodes.
Compassionate conservative.
You're not supposed to be conservative with compassion. And disaster planning doesn't mean your planning is a disaster. Somebody has to explain this to him. I don't think he's bright enough. Either that, or he's really stinking smart, and this is all intended to clear out the coastline so that they could have developers in there and turn Louisiana into a red state forever.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. A little bit more here, and then we're going to come to your phone calls. Got an email here. It says, regarding the no photographs in bringing out the dead in New Orleans, our emailer says, journalists cannot take the pictures, so we have proof of nothing. Just as the Chinese did in Tiananmen Square to destroy the evidence, so are the Bush leaguers in denying the public's right to see the truth about the crime committed. So it is being done in Iraq. We are in a police state where the public isn't allowed to see the proof of the crimes against humanity. It's only in totalitarian countries where evidence of activity, whatever that activity is, if it's a catastrophe or a war or death or destruction or birth or life, only in totalitarian states are photographers, journalists, artists told, no, you can't depict that. You can't take that photograph. You can't write that poem. You can't paint that picture. You can't compose that song. The internet fascinates me. I read the letter from Kent in Norway. And guess who just sent me an email? Kent in Norway. He writes, "Dear Mike, I heard you read my letter. God, that was depressing. I guess I scared people, but I know... you know the pain that lies behind this anger and contempt I feel. My problem is honest. I really see almost no light anymore. I wrote that letter in a fury after reading about the little girl. God, that horror is incomprehensible to me. At least I hope my Jefferson bit showed I am aware of what the USA was and what you have lost and are losing. Honestly, I am hoping and hoping and hoping that the benevolence I still believe lies behind the average American's naivete now will become a cynical benevolence that leads to political and peaceful and effective opposition. Maybe the Gulf tragedy is the first real chance for change. I listen to you guys at work and at home now while I write letters to newspapers and to friends trying to get the word out. These are momentous days, and the next few days and weeks will show if there is a reaction. It breaks my heart feeling this way. I'm a pacifist and peace rally veteran, and I hate being so crass, and I wish so intensely the American people can work some miracle. Mike, will you tell your American brothers in arms I'm sorry if I hurt their feelings?" Kent, Norway. Now, we've had a couple of people request that email, for various reasons. The first one I read, I don't know if you want the second one, but I just can't, you know, I have a policy of not forwarding emails. Here's what you can do if you want Kent's first letter or second letter or both. Tomorrow, go to whiterosesociety.org, or what's the one we use, America, Air America Radio Place?
Air America Place.
AirAmericaPlace.com. Either one of those websites, and you'll find, go to today, tonight's date, the 8th, this is the 8th, right? And you will find, go to the second hour of the program, or first hour, I'm sorry, towards the end of the first hour, middle of the first hour, and download it, and I don't know what to tell you, transcribe it, if you really want it. We did a timeline last night on the Katrina tragedy. Information Clearinghouse just has a FEMA list here of FEMA blocking relief efforts. First, FEMA wouldn't accept Amtrak's help in evacuations. That's from the Financial Times. Next, from Daily Coast, FEMA turns away experienced firefighters. Next, from New York Times, FEMA turns back Walmart supply trucks. Next, from the New York Times, FEMA prevents Coast Guard from delivering diesel fuel. From the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I believe it's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, FEMA won't let Red Cross deliver food. From ZWire.com, FEMA bars morticians from entering New Orleans. From Daily Coast, FEMA blocks 500-boat citizen flotilla from delivering aid. From the Chicago Tribune, FEMA fails to utilize Navy ship with 600-bed hospital on board. Also from the Chicago Tribune, FEMA to Chicago. Oh, just send us one truck. From WWL-TV in New Orleans, FEMA turns away generators. And for FEMA's own website, FEMA.gov, first responders urged not to respond. That last one is real. It's not satire. It's right from FEMA's website. No help from Amtrak. Turn away experienced firefighters. Turn away Walmart supply trucks with water. Turn away the Coast Guard from delivering diesel fuel. Won't let the Red Cross deliver food. Keep morticians from entering New Orleans. No to a 500-boat citizen flotilla who wants to deliver aid. No to utilizing a Navy ship with a 600-bed hospital. Turning away generators. Turning away responders. FEMA. So it is up to the Bush crime family and their whores in talk radio. And God, aren't they out in force? Two-bit street whores. Walking around with their asses out. Right? Hannity. Limbaugh. The whole list of them. Just filthy, filthy, encrusted whores. Keep the focus away from the Republicans. It's the mayor's fault. It's the governor's fault. FEMA's done a wonderful job. You've done a great job, Brownie. You've done a great job, Brownie. There's nothing like a pack of neo-fascists who and I apologize to whores. I do. I'm not speaking against sex workers. We live on a planet where sex is pretty much a commodity. And most economies provide a horrendous demand for sex. And when there's a demand, there's always a supply, right? So I apologize to the sex workers in America. The Nazis. The vermin. The little piss ants who do the dirty work. Who get down in the slime and the filth for the Bush crime family on talk radio. And get the drums beating. You've been hearing reports, I think CBS the other night, that, what are there now, 2,300 different websites that have been set up to scam people who want to contribute to the genuine relief of the suffering in New Orleans. 2,300 scam sites where money is being ripped off. And do you know the largest percentage of those sites are being run by the white separatist groups in America and Europe? Yeah, the Freepers, the FreeRepublic.com people, the Church of Jesus Christ, not the Mormons, some of these organizations that call themselves the church and they're really nothing more than racist organizations that want to do away with people of color and Jews and Catholics and you know, just and gays, right? When the tragedy, when the enormity of this tragedy first started to make its presence known, I received so many emails from people who had visited these sewer sites that I won't go to. I'd no more go to Free Republic than open a vein, you know, or any of these racist, Christ-killing websites. But the people were sending me some of the comments on the message boards of these filth holes. And it was unbelievable stuff. I could not. This is where I, you know, the reason I read Kent's email, his first email, is because I pretty much agree. This country has become, not you, truth seeker, and certainly not me, not your children, not my children, but has become a haven for some of the most disgusting, degenerate human beings that you could imagine. If you were given the assignment, here's the human genome. Now, twist it around and design a human being that is absolutely riven with filth and hatred and darkness and contempt. You know, you'd come up with the Limbaughs and the Hannitys, but you would also come up with these free republic thugs. Some of the stuff that was sent to me that I read made me ashamed to be a human being.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
This radio commercial is not for everybody. In fact, some members of the eye care community consider the following product controversial. But we believe anyone looking to improve their vision has the right to be informed. We're Vision Improvement Technologies, and our doctors believe that we offer an alternative to stronger eyeglass prescriptions, contacts, and laser surgery. However, our powerful method may not be right for you. We want you to make an informed choice, so we'd like to offer you a free video so you can see our approach and come to your own conclusions. Again, it's not right for everyone, and some people in the optometric community consider our powerful approach very controversial. That's why we're offering a video to the public free of charge. If improving your vision without glasses or surgery would make a difference in your life, this controversial free tape could be just what you're looking for. But we can only offer this free tape if you call right now. 1-800-600-6181. 1-800-600-6181. That's 1-800-600-6181.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Guess I missed my calling, 'cause I should have been a clown. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, but I stand when you're pouring water on a drowning man. I like that. Put me on the right track. And then you let me down, stab me in the back. Listen to baby.
It's about 22 past the hour. In a few minutes, I want to share with you another letter that we've gotten from our international audience. This one comes from Australia. It was just sent to us a little while ago. But right now, let's do some phone calls. Mark is calling from Pennsylvania. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Me and my wife, we've been talking, and with the theme of denying all those people, we knew that this was going to be a death sentence from Bush to all those people down there. Unbelievable.
Well, what made you think it would be a death sentence?
Oh, you look at all the, how could he not benefit from this? Anything that plays tragedy off of him, this guy has no problem. He was out there Monday, the day the hurricane hit, and playing the guitar and everything. He didn't care. If he wanted to help these people out, he'd have been up in D.C. really trying to help people out, not playing the guitar and eating cake the day the hurricane was arriving in a different state, for that matter. This guy will do anything he can to get to he just secretly makes sure that these people did not get help, and then he says, oh, the government's doing a good job. What a load of crap.
Yeah.
And the only way that this country is ever going to get rid of them is they're going to have to do what they did to Mussolini in Italy back in World War II. That's the only way.
You don't think that our electoral system is intact enough to remove these people legally and peacefully?
Well, they're going to have... I don't know. Something's got to be done. And I know every time that you think you've got another chance to get rid of them, no, they'll shine through and come out smelling like roses. They always do.
It seems that way. Mark, thanks. I appreciate
you
checking in. Virginia is calling from Seattle, Washington. Virginia, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I carry a copy of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights with me
at
all times now. May I read to you Article 4 and Article 10 of the Bill of Rights?
Sure.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be searched.
Doesn't that sound quaint now, like something from a different time, a different place?
Yeah,
a different country.
It was that mayor down there that had the water shut off so that the risk of disease would grow. Okay, now Article 10 says the power is not...
Well, I think that was the governor. The mayor is responsible for an awful lot of chicanery himself, but I think it was the governor that had the water cut off.
Okay.
But either way, somebody did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was illegal. Said the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. In other words,
right.
FEMA doesn't have any right to tell the Red Cross or Walmart or anything like that to get out.
They don't have a right to tell people to vacate their homes either, do they?
No, they don't. We ought to have... Well, I can understand where that fellow in Norway is coming from, but I've been a political activist for most of my life, and I've been spat on and intimidated, and I've done everything I can. Tell them that there are people here in the U.S. that still care, that still have intelligence enough to read and research and find out things.
Well, I think he knows that. That's why he wrote the second email just a few minutes ago that I read on the air. I think he knows that, and I think most people around the world who are just dumbstruck by what this country has become under Bush, I think those people also understand that there are Americans still, and we are the majority who are decent, who want peace, who want to live with the rest of the world in harmony to the degree that we can. In the same way that I think a lot of us understood that at the height of the various wars that we've been involved in, the people of the countries against whom we were fighting were not all necessarily the evil bastards that their leaders were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that especially holds true where it concerns the United States of America. We've done an awful lot of good as well as an awful lot of evil in our history. And I think people understand that perhaps, maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe the good outweighs the evil. And I think that's what a lot of people around the planet are hoping, is that somehow we can come out of this. Thanks for checking in.
Okay.
I appreciate your call, Virginia. You have
Thank
a nice
you.
Evening.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
And we're back. Hello, caller. You're talking insurance with Dr. Deductible.
Hi, Doc. I'm dealing with multiple...
Multiple personalities?
No, multiple websites. I'm just trying to get car insurance quotes.
You might go to Progressive.com. They'll give you the Progressive Direct Rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. All on one website.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
This is Steve Earle inviting you to join the revolution as we enlist musicians, authors, actors, and anyone else that isn't afraid to be heard on this Pinko Radio Network and find out what they've been listening to. This week's guest on the revolution starts now is Air America's own Mark Maron.
Yeah, the revolution
starts now. So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Care about black people.
Me,
I ain't saying he's a gold
digger.
He ain't messing with no broke niggas.
Me,
I ain't saying he a gold
digger.
He ain't messing with no broke niggas. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. K. Cole don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people.
Hurricane came through.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Lives on the line, you decline in the help. Since you taking so much time, we survived in ourselves. Just me and my pets and my kids and my spouse.
25 before the hour.
5 days in this f***ing addict. Can't use the cell phone, I keep getting static. Dying cause they lying instead of telling us the truth. Other day the helicopters got my neighbors off the roof. Cool cause they said they coming back for us too. That was 3 days ago, I don't see no rescue. See a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Since God made the path and I'm trying to walk through. What? Swam to the store trying to look for food. Corner store's kinda flooded so I broke my way through. I got what I could but before I got through, the news said police shot a black man trying to look.
Alright, is that Chuck D? No? We have a thing Chuck D did September 4th that we're going to play, probably not tonight, because we have to, it was one of his raps that he did on Air America, and we're going to have it on the program maybe tomorrow night. All right, as promised, and then back to your phone calls. This is from Australia. And the writer sent this yesterday. And the writer happens to be Gail. Dear America, as a friend of the family, I can't sit back and watch you do this to yourself without saying something. Consider this a long-distance intervention. Your man is no good. He treats you like crap. He lies to you, abuses you, bullies you, exploits you, takes your money. As a friend, I want to tell you that you deserve better. You deserve a person that treats you with respect, cares about your welfare and your children's welfare, and that's not George, and it never will be. Do you tell yourself he'll stop or that it won't get worse? He won't ever stop. Every insult, injury, and death he has caused are a line that once crossed will never be uncrossed. Forget that dream. You will never have the American dream with George. You have to forget about what might have been, what George might have been, and realize that at the end of the day, you are what you do. And look at George's track record. Notice how he's alienated all your friends? Who can blame them? They can't understand why you stay with him when he treats you like excrement and embarrasses you in front of everybody. The more his public behavior overshadows yours, the more doubt creeps over them. They wonder if they knew you as well as they thought they did. You seem to have changed. If you condone his behavior, and your silence can create the impression that you do. People are more inclined to take things at face value when they feel alienated. Your friends remember the good times you had together, the heroic battles you fought together, all of the intricate interweavings between their families and yours through time and space. Do you even recognize yourself anymore, America? He is a drunken, coke-addled loser, and he always will be. You should kick him out of your house today before he can destroy any more members of your family, your history, your culture, before he decimates your bank account so irretrievably that China and Saudi Arabia repossess all your stuff. You could do better. You're an amazing country, beautiful, interesting, funny, positively glamorous. You wouldn't stay single for 5 minutes. You know that suitors would be competing for your affections, and any one of them would be 10 times better than George. And how can you stand his god-awful Stepford's answer to Marie Antoinette mother piping up with another casual atrocity every time she opens her mouth? Because of George and his friends, global warming is now upon us. I know what it has cost your family already, combined with George's complete uselessness and indifference in a crisis. It would probably now be possible for a mathematician to calculate exactly how much of all your futures we are losing every minute you stay with this sick, twisted idiot. I see you doing what everyone in your position does. You end up looking to the perpetrator for comfort because there's no one else left. And look at how he reacts, for Christ's sake. Look at what he did to New Orleans. And you should know that yet again, he did it in front of all of your friends. All of us saw nothing happening while thousands died. All of us heard Ray Nagin and the president of Jefferson Parish. I must have heard him 30 times now, and I still cry every time. And all of us heard George's bloody mother. We've been trying to help, and he won't let us. We are appalled and aghast. It breaks our hearts to see him hurting you like this, and you not fighting back. You just take it and take it as it slowly spirals down into the pits of hell. What will it take, America? Will you let him kill you before you kick him out? This is not rhetoric, America. He's killing you every day you stay with him. If I had described your relationship with George to you back when we were still with Bill, you never would have believed me. He degrades you in little increments. Every day he erodes your assets as well as your dignity, your reputation, your legacy, and your life, America. All of our TV crews were rescuing survivors as they filmed the devastation because there was nobody else there to help them. All of us saw the victims being treated like some sudden new insurgency with suspicion and hostility. Those poor people, the heart and soul of New Orleans, the very people whose culture and history made New Orleans beloved around the world. He just left your brothers and sisters to die. Can you really continue in your relationship with George after this? There is a degree at which cognitive dissonance becomes outright delusion. He's a maniac. He's destroying your life. Please, please, leave him. Just leave him. Only you have the power to make it stop. He's selling out your family business. If you let him continue like this, how are you going to live? How are you going to feed your children? What happens if you get ill? Everything he has ever touched has turned to excrement. He puts any idiot that'll kiss his ass into positions of power, and New Orleans is the result. Kick him out, America. Do it today. I know it feels like you would be leaping into a void, but I promise you, you will be leaping out of one. Your friends will come back as soon as they see that you're back to your old self. They really miss you. I know that less than 36% of your hearts are still in it. Go with the 60%, 67% of you. Go with that number. That 36% is just that vestigial, primitive part of the brain that clings to the familiar, no matter how badly the familiar sucks. It all comes down to you, America. I know no one likes other people passing comments on their relationships, but this is an extreme situation. You are in very real danger. He is hurting you every day, and he is hurting us, your friends, as well. But only you can make it stop. We're all rooting for you because we don't get to talk to you very often anymore because he cuts us off from you. We are on your side. We will all be over the moon the day you finally kick him out. You know he really should be thrown in jail for the things he's done to you, him and his gangster friends. Please, please do it, America. You know I'm right. If not for yourself, then do it for your brothers and sisters and children. Do it before he kills any more of your family or anyone else's. We are all really worried about your welfare. Your friend, Gail. Now, if you want a copy of that one, go to 12thharmonic.com. Our friends in Australia who run that website, it's there. The whole absolute URL is too long. It's called America's Battered Wife Syndrome. But 12th, the numeral, 12th, 12th, harmonic.com. Okay? 12thharmonic.com. Get to the website and you'll find it, America's Battered Wife Syndrome. Isn't that true? I mean, don't you get that feeling? I do sometimes. I really do. That's the part that is so. It produces such a feeling of helplessness. Let's do some more phone calls. Lowell is calling from Tampa. Lowell, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
You hey, Lowell.
Well. Gee, I was going to comment on that. Story that I sent to you by email last night, but you know, after hearing the letter from Norway and Gail's letter just now,
yeah,
I just want to put a shout out to both of them just to say this: you're absolutely right. There are some of us here that absolutely care about what goes on here, but unfortunately, we're being hijacked by the neocons who care absolutely nothing about no one except their own. And to hell with the rest of us. And we're tired of it. I know I am. I know you are, Mike. And I'm 100% on board with on all three letters. Okay. I'm just overcome with emotion by after hearing that.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. I know. I understand.
Yeah. And now to get to that letter. Basically, the Veterans for Peace that tried to get equal time to their schools in schools in Hillsborough and Pinellas County turned down
Right.
Because it's going to just going to tell them the truth, the kids the truth. It's the school boards or whoever disapproved the request or turned down the request. They want to help the Bush administration deliver more blood, more death, more destruction, and all the time presenting this rosy ass picture of life in the Army. You can do rap records, you can be a painter and all this, and some veterans, even some I know from the Iraqi Veterans for Peace, that are against the Iraqi Veterans Against the War,
right?
That I come in contact with every once in a while,
right?
They know it's fun because they've tried to do the same thing, make the same request to the Hillsborough County.
I hear you. Hold on a second, Lowell. Hold on just a second. Quick break here.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
I happen to have been an MIA wife for 8 years, back in the 70s. My husband was a carrier pilot who disappeared into thin air. So when Bush did that little stunt of landing on the carrier in flight gear. Here, the sniveling little weasel was safe and sound at home, while my husband, who was a real carrier pilot, was getting killed.
866-303-AAR0.
Mike Malloy Show, you are now entering a flying monkey-free zone.
About 9 minutes before the hour. Let's go back to Lowell in Tampa. Lowell, wrap it up for me.
Okay. I'm a bit calmer now anyway.
All right, very quickly, because there's something I need to drop in the program here before we break. Go ahead.
All right, no problem. Like I said, the Iraqi Veterans Against the War tried to do the same thing with the Hillsborough County student, the school board.
Right.
They were turned down because they really didn't want to promote a peace. They thought they were trying to promote a peace platform or anti-war platform and give students the wrong idea that it's unpatriotic to you know, question your country at a time of war, blah, blah, blah. And I heard this one, believe it or not, from one of the members of the school board, and incidentally, who was also now a member of the Hillsborough County Commission,
mm-hmm.
named Rhonda Storms, ring a bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, her. But, yeah, but basically, it's, this hasn't changed from the time I went to school 25 years ago, and they tried to, and a similar group, a peace group, tried to do the same thing, but our school principal banned that.
Right.
Because it was...
Well, you got to keep something in mind, and Lowell, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, pal. But the thing everybody has to keep in mind, the United States of America is a war-mongering country. We were founded on that, you know? It's I know we all get misty-eyed when we talk about, you know, the founders of this country and the great experiment in Jeffersonian democracy and a borrowing from the Greeks and yada, 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 yada. And sure, a lot of that is true. I'm not here to kick America's ass any more than it kicks its own ass. But we have to keep something in mind, folks. Come on, let's be real. At least let's be real. We can be funky and weird, but at least let's be real. This country was founded on two pillars. A, genocide. We had to destroy the people who lived here in order for Europeans to take hold. That's pillar one. Pillar two, slavery. The assets that were put together with the white landowning families in this country back 250 years ago, those assets were put together because they had an unlimited supply of free labor. You think the white people got out and chopped the cotton and planted the rice? Come on, damn it. Can't we ever even be honest about our own society, our own origins? We are a warlike society. We disturb and destroy anything we possibly can. If we want to sit around and be dewy-eyed and misty-eyed and pie in the sky about how wonderful America is, fine, let's do that. Let's do it. Let's sit here and drink the Kool-Aid. But can't we at least be honest ever about how we started? I mean, is that such a bad thing to at least be honest? We came here and butchered people. There's still a few of them left. You know, the Indians, the Injuns, the Redskins, you know, the people that weave the blankets out west, right? And then we stole half of an entire continent, Africa, to bring them over here and build our wealth. Can't God, why is that so difficult? You know, when you listen to the pig and the swine like Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest of these white right wingers talking about, well, you know, pull up your bootstraps, or, well, you know, why are people, blah, 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 blah. It just, sometimes I just want to smash things. I really do. I want to smash people when I hear that, you know, because it's such a denial of the truth. I mean, it's okay to be delusional. Hell, we're all delusional. If we weren't delusional, we'd all run screaming into the woods and commit suicide, you know, because we're all going to die. Most of us are going to die unpleasant deaths. Some of us are going to see our children die. Some of us are going to see our parents die, our spouses die. You know, death is the big yawning O that's waiting for all of us. It's right there, okay? We've got a certain amount of time here to either do good or do bad or do nothing. But for Christ's sake, can't we at least agree to be honest? Can't we do that? Yeah, this is the United States of America. Yeah, people beat the doors down to get over here and go to work and make money. And yeah, but can't we at least be honest about who we are and how we began? Is that too much? Late today, Bush issued an executive order allowing federal contractors rebuilding in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina to pay below the prevailing wage. In a notice to Congress, this is on CNN. In a notice to Congress, Bush said the hurricane had caused, quote, a national emergency, unquote, that permits him to suspend the 1931 Davis-Bacon Act in Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The Davis-Bacon Act requires federal contractors to pay workers at least the prevailing wages in the area where the work is conducted. It applies to federally funded construction projects such as highways and bridges. All right, who's getting the contracts? Halliburton. What does this mean? This means that American workers who are now desperate, desperate to try to rebuild their families and their lives are now going to be paid less than what the wages should be. These are blood-sucking, vampiric bastards. In the middle of tragedy, in the middle of this destruction, Bush says to Cheney and Halliburton, screw them. I'll suspend the Davis-Bacon Act, and you can go down and hire these dumb bastards for whatever you can get their worthless asses for. Go, boys. Make your money.
Suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
Hurricane Katrina's claimed hundreds of lives, and millions of Americans have suffered a lot because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross, 1-800-HELP-NOW, 1-800-HELP-NOW, or on the web at redcross.org. Your donation can help save lives right now. 1-800-HELP-NOW, or click on the Red Cross icon on our homepage at airamericaradio.com.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush has vowed to cut the red tape so hurricane survivors get the relief they need. He said access to relief payments and government programs will be made as easy as possible for those affected by Hurricane Katrina. Vice President Dick Cheney toured areas ravaged by the storm Thursday. He said he believes significant progress is being made in the aftermath. Don't drink the water is the operative warning for people in New Orleans surrounded by filthy water.
Water is contaminated, it is sewage, and people should follow the guides of authorities to evacuate the area.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention spokeswoman Bernadette Burden says the CDC has confirmed at least 4 deaths from bacterial infections related to dirty water left in the wake of the hurricane. In an appearance at the White House, President Bush said there will be many difficult days ahead. Bush announced that September 16th will be a national day of prayer and remembrance for victims of Katrina.
I ask that we pray, as Americans have always prayed in times of trial, with confidence in His purpose, with hope for a brighter future, and with the humility to ask God to keep us strong so that we can better serve our brothers and sisters in need.
And First Lady Laura Bush says gratitude is owed to school districts across the nation for taking in youngsters displaced by the hurricane. Mrs. Bush traveled to Des Moines, Iowa before stopping at an elementary school in Mississippi. There, the First Lady charged educators and parents with making sure children get to school to restore a sense of normalcy and order.
It's really important for parents to make sure their children go to school. It's important for their children to have a normal life, to have the structure.
Democrats continue to call for an independent probe of the government's slow response to the hurricane. They're looking for something similar to the 9/11 Commission. Correspondent Terry Moore has that story.
Republican leaders who control Congress have announced creation of a bipartisan congressional panel to investigate the response to Katrina. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called it a sham and said Democrats were not consulted.
I will not be naming members to a committee that is presented as bipartisan, which is not bipartisan. The point is why should we go through a charade on television?
Republican House Speaker Dennis Hastert brushed off the increasingly harsh criticism from Democrats.
You know, we have work to do. We can't be distracted by partisanship, by finger-pointing, by name-calling.
I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
The right backpack for your child this school year can help reduce the risk of future back injuries. Doctors with the American Chiropractic Association say studies show that carrying heavy loads of books in the wrong pack or in the wrong way can cause back pain and poor posture. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. with just one phone call. Find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
This is going to be scarier than you can imagine. Definitely kiss abortion rights away.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
What John Kerry didn't do well was defend his liberalism and defend his values. He didn't explain to the people in West Virginia why there's nothing wrong with gay marriage.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
All they think is that they're scared and they don't. So misinformed. They're misinformed.
Seven past the hour. Yeah, I almost lost it there at the end of the last hour. This story at CNNMoney.com. Bush allows Katrina contractors to pay below the prevailing wage. And this story was just posted at 9:42 tonight. Okay? Right? Huh? Right? An executive order Bush signed late today allowing federal contractors rebuilding to pay below the prevailing wage. You know what? I mean, to what depths will these sons of bitches sink? You know, referring to them as a crime family is laughable. It's a joke. It's the best I can do, though, given the restrictions on having a radio program that goes over the public airwaves. It's the best I can do, Bush crime family, or occasional son of a bitch, or, you know, whatever. But it's astonishing. It's astounding. Representative George Miller of California said, quote, the administration is using the devastation of Hurricane Katrina to cut the wages of people desperately trying to rebuild their lives and their communities. Miller went on to say, Bush should immediately realize the colossal mistake he has made in signing this order and rescind it and ensure that America puts its people back to work in the wake of Katrina at wages that will get them and their families back on their feet. Do you understand this? Where do you suppose this story is going to wind up in tomorrow's newspapers and television? Do you suppose any member of the crack White House press corps will ask Scott McClellan the question tomorrow? Scott, why is the president allowing wages to be cut in Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, and Louisiana? These are pigs. These are flesh-eating, human-eating, subhuman droids of some sort. Where have these people come from? Why do we allow them to stay in office? My God! At 9 o'clock tonight, the son of a bitch signs this. At least that's when it gets out on the public airwaves. Davis-Bacon Act of 1931, suspended. 1931. What, is it 75 years ago? And the action from this pig in the White House comes just as the Treasury is going to provide, going to take
billions of more dollars to give to the contractors, to Halliburton, to Bechtel, to Kellogg Brown and Root. And Cheney goes shopping for a new mansion over in the coastal area of Maryland yesterday. America, what? Honest to Christ, what? Where is? At what point does our gag reflex kick in to the point where we vomit these bastards out of office? When? Will somebody just tell me that? When? What does it take? It's just one thing after another. And now they've decided to go ahead and suspend a law that was designed to stop predatory capitalist bastards from taking advantage of human beings at the most vulnerable times in their lives, when their area has been devastated by a natural disaster. Oh, what do you got to say about this, Laura Bush? What do you got to say about this, Barbara Bush? What do you got to say about this, Pappy Bush, you old son of a bitch? You and Clinton are going to go out there and raise money for what? This is an outrage. This is an outrage. It's unreal. This is beyond belief. This makes me want to turn off the microphone and go home, Kathy. I swear to Christ it does, because I'm afraid I'm going to say things that are going to get me fired. I don't know what to do at this point. I don't know what to do. I mean it. You're looking at me through the glass. I'm as serious as a heart attack. This story just about tears it for me tonight. This just about does it to me. The Davis-Bacon Law requires federal contractors, those are contractors who are getting federal tax dollars to pay workers, those are the people who paid the taxes, at least the prevailing wages in the area where the work is conducted. It applies to federally funded construction projects such as highways and bridges. And Bush steps in tonight and by executive order says, no, we're not going to have that. We're not going to have that. What's the wage for a carpenter in New Orleans? $12 an hour? Is that what it is? Okay, you can pay him anything you want. See if you can get the dumb brown bastards for $6 an hour. Huh? How about that? Now, don't take it below $5.34. Whatever the federal, I forget what the federal minimum wage is, boys, but don't take it below that, because then you'll have some of these liberals squawking and screaming and wetting their pants about the unfairness of it all. So if the prevailing wage for a plumber down there is $16 an hour, see if you can get the dumb brown bastards for $10 an hour. You don't think this is racism? You don't think this whole thing is about racism? You don't think how many black faces, how many brown faces do you have to see on your television, Truth Seeker, over the past week of people suffering in the most abject, horrifying situations that you've seen on your television that were coming from America in your entire life before you understand that there is a reason why those are only black faces? There is a reason! And now this. And now this, entrepreneurial spirit. You know, the man makes me just gag. I swear he's taken years off my life. He is, Kathy. I'm sorry, you're going to be a widow, and our baby's going to be without a father a lot earlier than actuarially should be expected because of what this son of a bitch is doing. The rage I feel right at this moment is beyond belief. It's just beyond belief. And every day, isn't this true? Every day, every single day, something new. And every day you say, well, I this is it. This is the most outraged I can become. This is the most filled with fury. This is as far as I can go before I start advocating armed insurrection. This is it. This is my limit. And then the next day, they top that. And then you jack it up again. You raise the ceiling again. Okay, this is as far as I can go. This is as much as I can take. And then the next day, they jack it up again. Well, pay them in food instead of money. How about that? Let them eat Twinkies, huh? If the Davis
What's the act? Is if the Davis-Bacon Act is to be suspended, why pay him money at all? Give him beads. Give him some cans of tuna fish. Have Rumsfeld take some recruiters down there. Get him in the Army. Solve that pesky recruitment problem for our oil wars. They'll get fed and housed in Iraq until they're killed. Does Pickles have anything to say about the slave wages to be paid to victims of Hurricane, what does she call it, Karina? Bush has hit the trifecta again. And so did Halliburton. Can you imagine the meeting? Can you imagine today when Cheney comes back? Or he calls Bush on the phone, Jesus Christ, George, there's billions to be made down here. Wow, man! Every orifice in my body is leaking. I'm so excited about this one. Oh, by the way, George, cut the prevailing wage.
And we must do something about flood insurance. That seems to be the big problem.
I don't know. We're going to take a break. When we come back, if you hear that little thing that says, and now, best of Mike Malloy here on Air America, you'll know that I turned off the mic and went home.
Green or red, this one thing, sure no mister. Well, my hungry children, they must be fed. I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Will you give me back my job again?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
It's like earning capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital, and I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
Past the hour. Kevin writes in, a few years back doing research, I came across data from the various right-wing think tanks which stated that the GOP would do away with the Davis-Bacon Act of 1931 if given a chance. The lead on doing away with the Davis-Bacon Act, as well as doing away with organizing at major corporations, was none other than Dick Cheney and his wife. Check out sites such as the Cato Institute and realize that right-wing judges are in place to uphold these decisions as well. And the privatization of highways as well as part of their overall plan. From Kevin, and he gives his last name here. I didn't know there was a Davis-Bacon Act. Who in the hell knows about anything like a Davis-Bacon Act? Do you? Kevin did, because he did research about it. Listen to this. This is from Beverly, and her last name, in Houston. She's a licensed master social worker. Mike, I'm a social worker volunteering at the Astrodome. Over the past couple of days, they have tripled police presence and began frisking everyone and limiting access to the buildings for everyone. Okay, not everyone. With my volunteer tag and my white skin and blue eyes, I can come and go in any building at the Astrodome complex any way I please. I have not been searched or patted down. I am waved through security wherever I go, and the evacuees are right there seeing this. It's incredible, and it depresses me more than I can say. I've been very proud of how my adopted home city of Houston has responded. Everyone is doing something. Everyone is pouring out all they can to help. I haven't seen a single FEMA truck yet. But there are hundreds of volunteers. Yet we still reduce ourselves to drawing a color line, even after everything these people have been through. They have been so strong, so courageous to have gotten this far, to have survived this ordeal. But all we see is the color of their skin. I don't really know what to do with all this. Beverly and her last name. From today's Baltimore Sun, News organization, this is an editorial. News organizations are usually uneasy about showing images of the dead as a matter of both taste and respect, but it's a decision for individual newspapers and television stations to make. When the government attempts to play the deciding role, as the FEMA did, as FEMA did yesterday when it began trying to prevent photographing of the dead in New Orleans, it smacks not of concern for the feelings of survivors or a sensibility of readers, but a desire to cover up the bad news. Is there an echo here? For more than a year, the Bush administration prevented the press from showing the return of soldiers' coffins from Iraq. They weren't part of the, quote, reality, close quote, that the White House intended to portray. The story on Iraq was shock and awe, followed by PFC Jessica Lynch, followed by a big statue coming down, followed by schools being repainted. Soon enough, of course, the press is reporting a different version, but the initial burst of image-making made a lasting impression, and until very recently, American officials were still going over to Baghdad and coming back with tales of a success in the making. In a strange way, the insurgency, by making the practice of journalism so difficult in Iraq, has enabled the administration to keep promoting its sunny tales in the general absence of American eyewitnesses. In the wake of Katrina, Washington trotted out the same strategy and was made to look foolish and devastatingly incompetent. As the floodwaters kept mounting, officials from the president on down persisted in delivering self-congratulatory pronouncements when it was plainly obvious to anyone with a television set or a newspaper subscription that New Orleans and its remaining residents were in horrifying distress. Reporters this time were embedded not with the still-idle National Guard units, but with the crowds at the Superdome. And as hard as FEMA might now try to create a different construct of reality, it won't stand. Pushing the unfortunate dead out of view is not respectful, but in fact, the final indignity. Neglected and marginalized in life, they are to have no presence in death. But Americans won't so easily be beguiled. From the Tigris to the Mississippi, this is an administration that has lost its grip on reality for all the world to see. The Baltimore Sun. It's just unbelievable action by these people after unbelievable action. Let's go back to your phone calls. Norman is calling from Florida. Norman, just time to say hi. Hold on. I'll come back and get you right after the break. Okay?
Okay, Mark.
All right, Norman, stay right there.
That's how the lead gets in.
FEMA directors work 24 hours a day. Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Gets in. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientists who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sport.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Five in.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-WORKINGMAN.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It works, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Check out the show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We gather important information so that you can read the news that really matters to you.
Spend every day gathering information.
Also, enjoy the audio highlights page featuring Air America comedy and exclusive web-only audio features.
It is vital to the future security of our country.
AirAmericaRadio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day? I know I'm not wrong. The feeling getting stronger the longer I stay away.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Where more can birds you to sing? In our lack of sea, the lazy Mississippi hurrying in to spring.
It's about 25 before the hour. This is Air America. Back to Norman in Florida. Norman, go ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Mike, I've been waiting since you went on, before you went on air. I'm not complaining, but I want to ask for your forbearance. And I want to give you the answer to the question you raised last night and even today, tonight, when you asked, what will it take to get these people out of office?
Right.
And I've been working.
Legal. Don't forget the kicker. Legally and peacefully.
Legally and peacefully. Right. 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 Okay. Now let me give you my bona fides. First of all, I am a Wallace Democrat. That's Henry Wallace in 1948.
Okay.
I worked on his campaign. I was a delegate to the convention. I'm going to turn 80 next month, and I've been a liberal before, now, and ever, even before they made it a seven-letter derby.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that, okay. Norman. Yeah.
And so I've stayed abreast of things, and Randy tonight got a call from Cindy. She was in Wheaton, Illinois, which is in Henry Hyde's district.
It is indeed.
And she talked about Henry Hyde, and she talked about his youthful indiscretion. It came out in 1998 after Monica Date.
Right.
So I'm the senior citizen that outed Henry Hyde back in 1998. And it diminished him to the point where it affected the trial in the Senate where Clinton was exonerated after being impeached in the House.
Did I have you on my program when I was on WLS?
No, but I was in Randy's program.
All right. I know the story behind the outing. The husband of this woman that Henry Hyde was boinking.
Well, I played tennis with him.
He lives in South Florida, right?
In Weston, Florida.
Right, right.
And I came across it in 1993, inadvertently.
Well, I'll be damned.
We were playing tennis and changing courts, and one guy asked the other where they're from, and both from Chicago.
Right.
One says I had a haberdashery store in the Loop. And, by the way, one of my customers was Henry Hyde, and Fred Snodgrass exploded. He said, Henry Hyde, that son of a bitch, had a seven-year affair with my wife,
right,
caused our divorce, and broke up my family.
Right.
In 1993, I had no reason to do anything with that story, but I stored it away in my mind.
Wasn't it awful, the hypocrisy of that pig, Henry Hyde, when Clinton was caught on tape with his girlfriend? I mean, the hypocrisy of those people was beyond belief, Norman.
Okay, now let me fast forward because we don't have much time.
Right.
3 years ago, I read an interview in the New Yorker of, what's his name? David Brock.
Oh, yeah, Brock, okay.
In the New Yorker. And David Brock worked in the right wing.
Yes, he did.
In the movement for 15 years.
Yes, he did.
And when they outed him, when he outed himself as a gay, they turned on him. And so now he's got Media Matters. And in this interview, he described working for him 15 years in the infrastructure of the movement of the right. Hillary called it a right, vast right-wing
conspiracy, right, yeah.
But actually, I call it, yes.
Norman, you can't, we're going to continue, but you got to watch your language, okay?
Okay. Maybe I'm imitating you, I don't know.
Well, not me, I don't say that word, but that's
okay.
Cool, but that's cool, go ahead.
I don't know which words to use anyway.
well, go ahead, wrap it up
right,
for me, go ahead.
Go forward. When I read this, he described the infrastructure, and I said, my God, that's it. I said, it's one thing cursing the darkness, but what can we do about it? So I started 3 years ago in trying to create an instrument that would compete against them. As a matter of fact, in 1993, I in conversations with Norman Lear and correspondence, I had an idea that today, Air America might be the outcome of it. I'm not going to take any credit for it. But what I suggested to compete against Rush Limbaugh, you have to do it with humor.
All right. Now, Norman, I have to ask you, where are you going with this? I'm starting to run out of time here.
I'm going. You asked the question. You posed the question.
How to get rid of these Republicans.
Okay.
Right.
So I started a movement. It's called the Umbrella Movement to Counteract the Right. I want to bring your attention an op-ed piece by Bill Bradley, March 30th, the New York Times. I don't know if you read it or not, but he tells it like it is. And if you allow me to read a couple paragraphs.
I can't. I don't have time for it. Norman, I swear to God, I realized that we had like a five-minute break on there, but I've had you on for 8 minutes now. And I've got to move on. Let me do this. I got the first part. Let's do this in two parts. You call me back tomorrow night. We'll pick up with the Bill Bradley thing, but I've got to move on. I got to move on. I appreciate you calling. I really do. And I hate like hell that I have a program that I have to move on, but I do. I just have to. So thank you, Norman. We'll pick it up another night. And I know you held on a long time, and I understand that. And with all due respect, sir, okay? No disrespect intended here. But I can't let one call just take over the program like that. I'm sorry. Now I've got something very important here. I got it from Rick in Nashville. You know, we've had nothing but breaking news that this feels like it all night. Right. This is from Australia. This is from a news service, news.com.au. And here's what it says. The cat is out of the bag at a restaurant in northeast China that has been serving donkey meat spiked with tiger urine in pricey dishes that were advertised as endangered Siberian tigers. That's right. Local media in Heilongjiang province got wind the restaurant was offering stir-fried dishes and medicinal liquor made from tiger meat and bones, sparking local police and health inspectors to pounce, the China Daily said today. The newspaper said, quote, after inspection, the owner confessed that the so-called tiger meat was donkey meat that had been dressed with tiger urine to give the dish a, quote, special flavor. The restaurant had been charging as much as $131 a dish for the illegal fare, tapping into traditional Chinese belief that tiger meat has aphrodisiacal properties. The restaurant was shut down and fined. The report did not explain where the tiger urine had come from or how it was collected. This never stops, does it? Barbara is calling from Seattle. Barbara, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had heard a report earlier tonight that I just had to do some investigating on. Somebody said that you could apply for aid at the FEMA.gov website.
Yeah.
And they were encouraging people to do it. Now, my question starts off right away with how many of those people in that devastated area have computers or have an internet service provider?
Yeah.
And they're directing people to the web. Once you get to the web,
Jesus God.
You log in 7 screens before you get to the form. One of them being a privacy information form that you have to agree to, which says, The information you give to FEMA will be used to refer you to disaster assistance programs. It may be shared with your bank, insurance company, or other assistance providers to ensure there is no duplication of benefits. It may also be shared with state and local governmental agencies to help reduce future disaster losses.
Oh, God.
Then, so they do give a phone number. Oh, on the form they require a valid street address.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sorry, but the house is gone, okay? Or the house is up to the eaves in water, and so is the street, so that doesn't apply. And they also want a valid phone number where they can contact you.
Oh, my God, you're making this up!
No, I'm not. FEMA.gov. Now, the other thing is, too, they have a phone number, just in case you don't have the Internet. You call the phone number, and you go through a bunch of little menu-type stuff, and then you finally get to where you're supposed to go, and they say, oh, I'm sorry, all people are busy right now. Please call back later. You're going to be disconnected now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thought you'd appreciate that.
And this is more of Brownie's work, right?
It sure is.
Oh.
Can I toss one more thing into the fray?
Sure, go ahead.
Are they still going to hold this little celebration, this rock and jazz concert to celebrate 911 this weekend?
Well, it's not rock and jazz. It's country music, and I believe it's called a rock stock. No, I don't know what the hell they're calling it. But, yeah, it's supposed to. When is it, Kathy? This Saturday?
Saturday or Sunday.
Why? Clint Black is the headliner, and I think it's this Saturday.
Why
yeah.
Why don't they have the decency to cancel it and take all the money they were going to spend on that and send it to disaster relief?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
We got a party. That's right. We got a party. I forget.
Yeah, please. You know, this is part of Bush's trifecta. So he's got to celebrate a little bit. Don't you just hate him? Don't they just turn your stomach, Barbara?
Yep. And by the way, I will also...
Ah, where'd she go? Did we lose Barbara? Barbara dropped. All right, it was a good call anyway. Thanks, Barbara. I appreciate you checking in.
Trust me, they're not gonna cancel Jinglepalooza for anything.
Jinglepalooza?
That's what somebody on Reichstag. That's what some of the names on Democratic Underground were coming up with.
Reichstag. Reichstag.
Reichstag. I also like the Con Aid, Laughing Stock, Jive Aid, Rum Fest, the Martial Law Kickoff Tour, Smells Like Fascism, Turnstock, Propaganda Palooza. You gotta have Clint Black, honey. Sorry. It's we're gonna party like it's 2001.
I got that good old fashioned list. No price too high for freedom, so be careful where you tread. And you can come along and you can stay behind, or you can get out of the way. Our troops take out the garbage for the good old USA.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Your host for a Pience Brian's future, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 8 minutes before the hour. Thanks to the crew in New York for engineering the program, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Zach March. Thanks to our associate producer in New York, David Fizikas. And our usual crew of out-of-towners, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, and Jim in Arkansas. And, of course, our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Cindy Sheehan will be on the program tomorrow night. She's coming through Atlanta on her Bring Them Home Now bus tour to a Washington. They'll wind up in Washington. I can't believe this. Thousands of Americans dead on 9/11, and thousands more in the oil wars. And the Bush-Cheney crime syndicate is going to throw a big party. You have to wonder. In a couple of years, will FEMA Director Brownie have a flood fest? These people are filthy. I've never, ever in my life, I didn't know that Americans could be this vile. Oh, I knew Americans can commit arson and murder and rape and burglary and robbery and beat their children to death. And, you know, I understand. But that's part of a human sickness. These people are uniquely American psychopaths, American psychos, this Bush crime family. And again, you know this as well as I do. In other societies, be they free market societies or communist societies or societies run by totalitarian dictators, it doesn't make any difference. People who would do something like this, the people would rise up and no, I guess not. Never mind. This is like so many countries in Africa that are just chock-a-block with natural resources. Beautiful, verdant country. I'm talking about sub-Saharan Africa, where all the problems seem to reside. Beautiful countries. Indigenous populations that are starving to death. That are being eaten alive by disease and death and destruction. Why? Because their leadership preys on them. Because the leaders of these countries devour their own people. Murder their own people. Steal from their own people. This is what we've become under the Bush crime family. Oh, I know. Okay. So we don't have millions of people starving to death, do we? No. And you can still get in your SUV and gas up. $3 a gallon. Yawn. No, we're not like Zaire or what's it called now? Democratic Republic of Congo, whatever it is. We're not like that. We're not like those countries. Come on, Malloy, give it a break. Yeah, that's right, we're not. But this is what the leadership of the United States of America reminds me of now. Huh? Like the leaders in these African countries who, because you sometimes wonder, what the hell is wrong with that continent? Why? Why the poverty? It's a beautiful country. They have resources that you can only imagine in this country. Natural resources. Everything from oil, gold, diamonds, the minerals that are desperately needed for computer chips, everything. They have burdened countryside. Oh, my God, what is it? And you turn, it's very clear. It's the leaders. The leaders who rape and pillage and destroy their own people. So here we are. You know, this Clint Black Music Fest that's going to be celebrating death and destruction in Iraq. Oh, I know. They're going to spin it like it's for the soldiers. Doesn't that make you just want to just rip your eyeballs out or somebody's eyeballs? You know, to stand on the corpses of so many dead Americans and so many Americans who are going to die for their filthy oil wars, and to put this cheap display of tawdry patriotism out there. It's so disgusting. So disgusting what's going to happen this weekend, this Pentagon concert. Oh, my God. I wonder how many people registered. Because, you know, you had to register, and you have to be searched, and you have to have probably they're going to give you one of those bracelets that takes a welding torch to get it off when the concert's over, you know, just so you can get into. Oh, my God. But peek into the future. How about Brownie's FEMA Floodfest in 2006, huh? Brownie's FEMA Floodfest, hey! People are still dying in New Orleans. We're still bringing out the dead. But let's get together. We're going to have music, popcorn, hot dogs, red, white, and blue. Step right up. Hiya, hiya! It's not that far-fetched when you consider that Rush Limbaugh, the most disgusting subhuman half-witted animal, is going to star in a one-night Broadway production in honor of Hurricane Corinna. Corinna, what does she call it? Hurricane Corinna. That's a song. We're through the looking glass, Drew Seeger. We're through the looking glass, right? We're going to get back. I don't know. We'll see. Thanks for participating tonight. Okay. Sorry if I bummed you out. Jesus. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure...